And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690 KGGF. We're taking a break here from Open Line because it is Wednesday, and joining us every Wednesday, of course, is Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Candy, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Well, I have a lot of good information today.
That's always a good thing, and hopefully you've been staying warm as well, as it's a tad chilly out there.
Yeah. Well, and I thought we were going to lose power at my house. It flickered a few times last night.
Yeah, I saw Tyro did have some outages.
Yeah, and you know, even Coffeyville had some lines down. Mm-hmm. So shout out to our municipal light power.
Oh, they do a great job getting power back up very quick. So
I mean, when you're on call all the time and just at a quick notice, you're out of bed and you got to go help. And so
got to get going.
We're grateful for them.
It happens sometimes. I mean, it never flickered to my house though. So that was good news. But hey, that's what you get when you get 99.9% uptime. So, I mean, they do an incredible job over there at Coffeyville Light and Power.
Yeah, good job.
All right, so let's go ahead and get with it. Like I said, lots of information.
Lots of good stuff. So stay tuned, especially towards the end. I've got a lot of great announcements and information. So grab your paper. So good news, though. Next week, we're going to have CNN in person. We're going to be at Green Acres Flowers. So if you want to pick up some holiday gifts, that'd be a great time to stop in there. So, yes.
Good time to do it.
Next week. Okay, a few announcements. So Pat McCoy, First United Methodist, they're still receiving donations for their Christmas Blessing Basket Project. So if you want to donate to that. They also partnered with Windsor Place to help give their residents much-needed basic necessities for Christmas gifts. Many of the residents don't have either a family or their family isn't in a financial position, so they want to help out. You can contact Windsor for gift suggestions. Griff Walker, Boys and Girls Club, a lot of great announcements from them. First of all, a couple shout-outs. They received, they were the recipient from the Montgomery County Action Coalition for one of the Spark grant funds, so thank you for that. Also, thanks to Walmart, both in Coffeyville and Independence, for their generous donations of $2,500 each for the Shop with the Cop program. So that'll be coming up in December every year we do. More details coming on that, so that's good. And then they did receive their letter of agreement on their new CCP grant. It's with the Kansas Alliance, and it's with $122,000. So,
wow.
A big grant that they get every year or have been recently, and that helps provide all their great youth activities and programs and much needed. So,
absolutely.
Alicia Melton from Life Point Church. They will be doing a Touch of Life ministry, handing out coats. And that's going to be on November 14th from 2 to 4 p.m. down at 502 Walnut. So if you know a family member that needs some coats, make sure to sign up or join them for that. Big changes coming too. So they're going to be able to set some more ministries to help people that are in need. And then they have new hours. They're going to be available Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 12. But you can email or go on Facebook anytime you need to contact Life Point Church. Justin Martin with the Wrong Kind of Podcast. Just a reminder to join each week to discuss life and current events that are happening in this four-state area. You can listen to him on the Podbean, Google Play, or Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Red Cross is doing a virtual volunteer fair. So it's basically how you can learn everything from deployment during, you know, disaster relief efforts, opportunities you can even do virtually in your own home. So that's kind of nice. How to support blood drives, you know, everything that Red Cross does. They're going to do different fairs. 1, 2, 3. They have 5 different dates that you can pick from if you are interested in finding out, like, how to volunteer and how to get engaged. And you can RSVP to Marama Raleigh, and you can contact her at 539-777-3441. Of course, at the end, I'll tell you guys all about how to get that information at the chamber if you want, real quick. So Joan Fons from the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation, I'm excited about this. They announced their match day, and it's going to be on Thursday, November 19th. It's going to be a new location. It's the former Community State branch on 8th Street, and they're going to allow for kind of a no-contact drop-off. So you can go in there, drop off your donation. You can donate online, give Match Grow. And they're going to have all kinds of different ways that you can just give back. But that match day is really important because every year, at least anywhere from 10 to 15 different organizations, that's how they receive a lot of their donations to help them with programs all year. So we love the foundation and that they do that every year. So Skylar Hicks, Sunflower Soda Shop. Of course, we were just talking about the cold weather. So this is a great time to get in and get like a pumpkin spice latte. Mm. They got these coffee cake pops. You know, those little cake balls.
Right.
So all kinds of yummy stuff that's for the fall.
Food.
So, I know. And then, of course, they do, for those of us that maybe not are great at baking, you can call them and they can do custom desserts or
that's
meals.
That's me. I can't bake with. I can do like the pre-cut cookies and just throw them on the oven. There you go. Here you go, guys.
I know. So, well, you don't have to worry. You just call them and say, hey, I need this for the holidays. Make me a pie or a cake or just anything you want.
And on top of that, you're supporting a local business.
Exactly. So. Exactly. So it's nice. Sunflower Soda Shop. Chuck McFate from the First Presbyterian Church and Daylight Defenders, they had their first couple nights of the Night of Fright. That was their spook trail out of Cedar Bluff. Went really well. So they're going to have two more nights this Friday and Saturday. Tickets are $8, and the rides begin on the trail at 7:30 p.m. So still some fun, and it'll be nice this weekend.
Yeah, it's not going to be like it has been this week where it's been absolutely horribly cold. So
yeah, still some fun for the kiddos.
But see, I don't like it horribly cold, but for like scary stuff, a little chill to the air helps, in my opinion.
You have to set the tone. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So a little chill, because you don't want to be like 90 degrees. That doesn't make it as fun for some reason. It doesn't seem as spooky at that point.
It won't be that warm, but maybe like 58. Still
yeah,
be
and
nice.
That's perfect then.
Exactly.
It's just a slight chill to the air then.
Yep. Sam Cutterick from Visit Coffeeville. You can stop by the Chamber for your chance to win a custom-made Midland Theater birdhouse. It is so cute if you haven't seen it. Oh, it's cute. So it's only $1 a chance, and this is the last week they will be selling those. Okay, some other really, really good good information. So last week we announced that we had to cancel the Spooktacular, and I immediately went to work on creating a Halloween guide of all the things happening in Coffeeville for Halloween. Lots going on this week. Everything from there's virtual costume contest with the Coffeeville Recreation Commission. Grace Fellowship is doing a drive-through trick-or-treating, as well as down on 3rd Street at Harmon Park. So there's a couple different trick-or-treating, you know, activities, as well as the neighborhoods. I also have links on there to different listening, of course, this weekend on Saturday, and I think even on Friday night, you guys are going to be doing some different scary music or Halloween theme type stuff. Some throwback.
It's good stuff, though.
Yes. So anyway, the guide is filled with all kinds of Halloween activities and things you can do with your family. If you didn't see it, it's on Facebook, or give me a call and I can send you the link to the email newsletter on that. Okay, get ready. Big day coming up. November 15th, it's a Sunday, we have our annual holiday open house. And it's a chance to just get out, shop local, but have some fun, eat some food, music, and treats and stuff. So there's like about 15 different businesses that'll be doing it. This year, we also did something different. We have a location for our home-based businesses. So like maybe you need some Mary Kay makeup, a photo session. You need to, I think there's some paparazzi jewelry, but just all kinds of different things you can get gifts for the Christmas holiday season. And so they're going to all be in one room as well. And then we have these cool little tote bags that says Keep the Cheer here in Coffeeville. They're $5, and they'll be filled with like coupons and goodies and different things. And you'll take those totes all around to the places you go shopping and share with everybody all the good things that you can get right here in Coffeeville. So that'll be November 14th, and it'll be a lot of fun. I'm excited about that. Next week, if you don't already have access to our email newsletter, then make sure to give me a call because you'll want to get this in your inbox. Next week, we'll send out the voting for the annual awards. So we got regular voting, and then, which I'll talk about in a minute, but the Chamber Awards. So every year we recognize, you know, a business of the year, a small business of the year, usually a rising star, kind of a new business, a Citizen of the Year, and Volunteer. And so this is the chance for the community to say, oh, these groups, individuals, businesses did some wonderful things this past year. We want to recognize them. And so we're narrowing it down this week, and then next week we will send that out for the community to vote on. I'll have it on Facebook, and like I said, I'll have it on email. But if you're not on one of those lists, give me a call, and I'll make sure to get you the link. So that'll be going out next week. And then, of course, next week is also the big voting for elections. That'll be on Tuesday. We're getting lots of calls about, okay, who's all on the ballot? Where do I go? What precinct am I in? Where's the map? You know, just all kinds of great information. So we created a special election guide. It's on our website. When I get back to the office, so give me a few minutes, everybody. When I get back, I'm going to put a link right on our main page. So the minute you go to the chamber page, you'll see election information. And it'll have information on everything, including our newsletters that we sent out that had kind of a get to know your candidates. It'll have information and platform and background on all the candidates. So if you want to know that or where you go to vote, early voting information, things like that, go to the chamber website today, and we'll have all that listed in one location for you. So just trying to help everybody out the best we can. We get lots of calls on it. And of course, like I said, if you're not on our newsletter, call me. I can get you that. And that way you're getting access to all this information all the time. So good information.
Absolutely.
And just a final thought, I guess, kind of related to the election. But number one, of course, we always encourage everybody to go out and vote. But I want to make sure that no matter the outcome, November 4th, allow yourself to feel what you feel, kind of process it. But then on Wednesday, get back to work.
Decompress.
Yes. It's not the ending. In fact, it's the beginning, because really when it comes down to it, it is up to us, the citizens, to make sure that the legislation's passed, that the policies that they promised are fulfilled. And it's up to us to write to our, you know, our local senators and our House of Representatives. Don't put all your power into one person November 4th and then freak out, and then, you know, your week is ruined. So I challenge everybody, no matter what the outcome, that get back to work, enjoy your life, and just do your part to make sure that everything gets processed and fulfilled that everybody promises on these elections.
Absolutely.
So, my 2 cents today for everybody.
I'm just kind of ready for it to be over now.
I think everybody is.
We're give out now.
But go ahead and make sure you get out to vote, too. So we're going to see some. We already have seen a lot of early voting going on. Mm-hmm. And if I did have a lot of questions on that, if you do want to vote early, you can go anytime to the county courthouse. So go over to Independence, go to the courthouse, and you can do early voting anytime. And then on Tuesday, you can go to your polling locations, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So wide range of time, plenty of time to get in there. Of course, wear your mask, be safe. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Absolutely. So definitely ready to get that done with. So less than a week to go before the actual election day. Who knows how long we'll have to wait before we find out the actual winner, because...
Well, very true.
Yeah,
very true.
So, but it still is a humongous day, though, and we'll have lots of election coverage right here on the Mighty 690K GGF. So
yes,
we'll keep everybody updated with that going on. So, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. Definitely appreciate it. And we will talk to you again next week.
Okay. See y'all soon.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.